Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. Now, whether you're listening to this via email, on your smartphone, or on iTunes at Monday Moments by Monica Wofford, we are glad you're here. This week's question, aren't you simply trying to teach them good judgment? Much as we teach children to look both ways before crossing the street, well-intentioned leaders give new managers similar guidelines to develop good habits. But it's more than the habits you're trying to instill, it's good judgment. Simple reinforced rules don't teach them how to think. They teach them how to obey. As many have asked on LinkedIn and blogs I frequent recently, isn't what we're really trying to teach new managers and new leaders, those we're entrusting to lead frontline team members, is simple use of good judgment? Now, the short answer is yes, but how might you do that? Well, first, hire slow and fire fast. The concept of teaching good judgment is a process, and to work well, it must begin with a good foundation. When you hire to quickly check the vacancy off your list, you might close the hole but create a giant gap in what they still need to learn to lead. A promotion does not prepare someone to lead, so hire slowly. Ask them key questions to tell you about their past leadership performance. Assess their attributes, skills, and talents that come naturally. If you put an overly analytical thinker, for example, in a very fast-paced role, they'll likely be miserable and not learn good judgment, but develop masterful coping skills on how to deal with constantly stressful demands. Secondly, and this may surprise you, let them fail. Now, this is not the same as leave them dangling out there in the wind to figure it out. Letting them fail is about letting them, at times, run with their ideas and see how they work out. Succeed or fail, okay, they learn. And when they fail, get their input on how to fix it and let them fix it. They learn again, and that lesson will stick. And thirdly, don't answer every question. Now, no one likes the psychologist that answers every question with, "Well, how does that make you feel?" Ugh. Yet the methodology is the same as what I'm suggesting. When that leader runs to you for input, let them explain their need and their idea, and when they ask you what you think, ask them first what they think. Maybe even if they've thought about what will happen if things don't go as they plan. If you answer every single question, they don't learn to think or evaluate, they learn to ask faster. The real goal of a leader is to mold those they lead into the best possible version of themselves they can be. If you're taking away their chance to learn by micromanaging their every move or giving them all the answers to questions they've not even asked yet, you're not teaching them how to be better at who they are, but how to be better at working with who you are. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great Monday, an even better week, and of course, stay contagious.